Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow down tonight.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Tracy Hope Ross is our guest, folks. She's Senior Vice President of Insights and Strategy at Influence Central. That's influence-central.com, where you can find their Redefining Empty Nesters research. It's all about what they've learned from ladies 45 and older, and what their behavior is in the marketplace as consumers. Right, Tracy?
Absolutely, yes.
Now, did they have to be... When you say, when I think of empty nesters, I think of people who are sort of in the first couple of 3 years of their children moving out. My kids have been gone a long time, so I don't consider myself to be an empty nester anymore. But what do you, how did you guys do that?
Yes, well, I think what's important to note is that when marketers think about boomers and boomer women, they tend to lump them all into one big bucket.
No, that's a mistake.
But you can't do that, yes. Yeah. So yeah. The empty nesters, those women who have just recently had their children move off to college, that's a very different perspective.
And let me tell you one big reason. Those young ladies had just gotten a raise.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
Now we can't presume this, Tracy.
No, because
we got boomerangers and we got kids who moved out, but they're still on payroll. But part of the presumption would be, and what the goal would be for those kids now out of the nest to be off payroll, and that means by definition, mom just got a raise.
Right. We are assuming that these women are experiencing a bit more financial stability. For the first time,
yeah. They got a couple of extra nickels to rub together, right?
They have access to spending cash, yes.
Okay, so tell us what else you learned about them.
Well, what we learned is that with their shift to online purchasing, more than 80% are spending more time browsing for products online than in the store. And as they're browsing for products online, they're really looking, again, for those first and third-person reviews. So 80% of empty nesters are more likely to purchase a product if it receives a high-star rating, say, on Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. And that's really what's impacting and pushing those purchasing decisions as opposed to the branding and marketing information coming from the brand.
One of the things that I wanted my audience to benefit from your research on, Tracy, is something I've been trying to drill into their heads now for a long time, and it's what I wrote my third book about, and that is that customers now have new and different expectations with regard to their access to information, whether it be product information or delivery information or information about the company they do business with. I think more and more of the ladies you surveyed are going to start making decisions first. Before they make a product decision, they're making a decision first about whether they even want to do business with that company first. And then, because what I found, Tracy, is they're presuming they're going to find value somewhere. They're going to find the price they want, the product they want. But the question is, of these two companies that I boiled it down to, how do I decide between A and B? I don't think it's going to be product or price. I think it's going to be relevance and values. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think relevance and values factor very highly with this group, and I also think that trust factors very highly
exactly.
as well. Yep. So what we're finding is that when it comes to social media versus traditional media, empty nesters find that they're just not trusting the role of traditional media anymore. Mm-hmm. They're not trusting those channels and those messages coming from brands through traditional media. They really value the source of product information that comes from online and social media. And the more trusted the voice, the higher the value and the higher the opinion they have mm-hmm. of that particular company.
And so, if we got a little company on Main Street who sells the equivalent product to somebody, some big company does, mm-hmm. and they go to the big company, and the big company maybe even is a little less expensive, maybe they've got a brand power thing going, but the little company has an equivalent product that will be just fine. Maybe it's even just a tiny bit more expensive, but it's nearby. And right there on the homepage is a video from the owner, 90 seconds long, talking about something about the company. And so now this lady that you guys surveyed, she gets to hear the voice and see the face of the person behind the company. I think that's impactful. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, I think what is most important with this group is that they're considering traditional advertising to be mindless noise because they're not feeling a connection.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel as though larger brands sometimes don't fully understand them as consumers.
We're not prepared to be manipulated anymore, are we?
That's right, we're not. And so when we have a positive experience with a brand or a product or a local store, 85% of these women are likely to tell a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really very important. That word of mouth is so important.
It's called UGC these days, isn't it? User-generated content, which is word of mouth on steroids, isn't it?
That's right, absolutely. And the majority of this generation, they're looking for first-person recommendations before they purchase.
Hey, Tracy, you did a great job today. I really appreciate you bringing us this research. Will you keep us informed on how things are going and make sure we know about any future research you have?
Absolutely. I would love to, Jim. This has been a pleasure.
Can I have that website again, please?
Sure. It's influence-central.com.
And they can find your research right there on the website, can't they?
Absolutely, certainly can.
Tracy, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you. I would love to.
Tracy Hope Ross, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Jackie Wilson to take a stop.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.